Good morning. It is Saturday, July the 20th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And you know what Saturday means. It means a Holy Spirit story awaits us. And today's is, it's profound, I'll say. It's entitled, The Power of Jesus in Unthinkable Tragedy, with Paul and Lisa Ellis. Our text, as always on Saturday, is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story comes to us from Paul and Lisa Ellis of Houston, Texas. It is a story of unthinkable tragedy, and yet exudes the remarkable grace of God through the Church of Jesus Christ. You will appreciate and be moved by the candor and faith represented here. I thank them on behalf of us all for their courage to share this with our Wake Up Call community. You will read it below in their own words if you're reading, and you who are listening will hear it in their own voices.
Hello, our names are Paul and Lisa. We have two sons, William and Matthew, and are both native Estonians. Lisa and I have considered ourselves to be Christians all of our lives. We both were raised in church and attend on most Sundays. I would listen to sermons about having a relationship with Jesus, but you know, it just seems so unattainable. And to be honest, I enjoy going to church one day a week and being the same sinful person the remaining 6 days. Well, all of that was about to change. On Monday morning, November the 13th, 2017, while I was working from home, like any other day, I heard a loud knock and went to see who was at the door. I opened the door and a Harris County constable was standing there. I asked him what was wrong and he asked me if he could come inside. He proceeded to tell me that my son, Matthew, who was 20 years old, passed away from alcohol poisoning at a fraternity-related event the night before. The tragedy was very public, and the story hit national headlines. To say that we were devastated is an understatement. We questioned everything about our faith. At that time, our relationship with Jesus was very shallow. After the tragedy, there was no more pretending to be Christians. We contemplated leaving Christianity altogether. How could God allow this to happen? Does God even exist? We wrestled with so many questions.
We received so much support from family and friends at the beginning and even went to private counseling. We also started noticing the loving hands of Jesus Christ in our lives through a local church community where both of our sons, William and Matthew, served in UM Army, the youth mission. We would receive frequent visits from people we didn't even know. We just remember the hugs, tears, and comfort that they were providing at the time. We were invited to come to Sunday school class, so we decided to really lean in to what was left of our faith, not just be the check the box on Sunday Christians, but truly seek Him, hear from Him, learn to have a relationship, whatever that meant, and depend on His promises. The pain was too great, too real to be superficial anymore. We were seeking shelter, healing, spiritual truth, not the truth the world has to offer. A few months after Matthew's passing, we were asked to join a class meeting small group. So we did. We were very hesitant. Everyone accepted us with open arms. We shed many tears every meeting for the first 6 months or so, sharing our struggles grief, and pain. Through the months, we started building a spiritual foundation through a true community of believers. We had a prayer journal in our small group, and we could see where prayers were being answered. It built up our faith, and we started experiencing healing and the redeeming love of Jesus Christ.
After spending a year in that group, we felt prompted to lead a new class meeting, so we did. We had several people over our house once a week for about a year and grew even deeper in our faith. We could feel God calling us into something more, a life of prayer. Our pastor, Jeremy, joined us one night during the class meeting and offered prayer in a way we never experienced, very intimate, as if Jesus was in the room. Lisa and I felt like Jesus was calling us and several others in the group into the prayer ministry. We joined our church prayer team and started praying on a regular basis. Soon afterwards, our church started a healing and prayer service, and we started attending, receiving prayer and also receiving healing from the grief we've experienced. Jesus began healing us from the inside out. We decided to attend prayer training and became prayer intercessors at our healing and prayer service. I also trained to be a spiritual care volunteer at Texas Children's Hospital, serving in the NICU, helping others with similar pains, using my experience to comfort. We also blessed to serve in Hope Family Care, which is a ministry that helps parents who have lost children.
We miss Matthew daily so much and would not wish our pain and suffering on anyone. What we really want everyone to know is that Jesus truly does love us and desires to heal our sufferings, no matter what it is. His spirit and strength are more than enough to cover our sufferings and give us the ultimate peace, comfort, and healing we truly desire. We've learned that it requires trusting the people that God puts in our path, being vulnerable, and opening our hearts and minds to the Holy Spirit. We know that part of our faith journey is to reach out to others who are hurting, grieving, and struggling with their faith. If you would like to contact us, JD will provide additional information. Thank you.
The prayer. Father, how we thank you for the life of Matthew Ellis, for the difference his faith made in his life, and for how his faith continues to ring out through his death in the life of his family and now to us. We bless Paul and Lisa and William as they continue to suffer this loss. We thank you for the way you have met them through your church, and for the way you are bringing good and blessing to others in similar situations from something so devastating and bad. Jesus, thank you for the gift of eternal life, our great hope in life and in death. We especially pray for other families who are suffering such situations today, for this story to find its way to them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question, the journal prompt, have you gone through such a tragedy as this, or do you know others who are going through it? Would you be willing to reach out to them with this story as an act of faith and encouragement? And today we're going to sing our spiritual song, Sanctuary, our Saturday song. We'll sing it through twice. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. I'm reticent to even comment on what we've heard today. It's just they've brought us into holy ground with them, and there's really nothing else to say other than thank you. We all, I mean, certainly there are a number of people who are listening who've been through this, and many others listening with children and grandchildren, or it's our greatest nightmare. It's our greatest dread. So we just hold it, and we hold it with sadness and with gratitude. You know, people, some people do turn away from God in such moments. And I'm like, where are you going to go? Like, where are you going to go? This is when you need God the most. And it's so encouraging to see how God met this family, Paul and Lisa and William, and in this loss. So I appreciate it. You know, they shared this story with me. It's been well over a year ago, and I think as they shared it, we were moving into a long season on the wake-up call where we didn't have Holy Spirit stories because the readings were running right through the Saturdays. So I've kind of just tucked it in and held on to it, and I've had a great call with Paul and Lisa, and just got to talk and pray with them. And you know, it's been, and they've noted, it was in, this happened in 2017. This is not the kind of thing that you're ready to talk about anytime soon after it happens. And you should never be pushed to talk about such things as these on any timeline. But the Lord has worked in their life and has slowly healed them and just restored things to their heart, their soul, their mind, their faith. And we just trust the Lord's timing even in sharing it today. So thank you, Paul and Lisa, for this. And they have commented that they would be glad to be in touch with anybody who wants to talk to them. They see a sense of assignment from the Lord to steward the tragedy and the redemption story, and to help others who are going through it, through such a wasteland. So there's a link in today's email you can click and probably be in touch with them. They'd be glad to connect. Well, gang, it is Saturday, and we've got seed to sow. We've got fields of awakening awaiting us. I'll be headed out there shortly, and I'll be looking for you on the field. We'll see you tomorrow for a psalm. We're going to go with the psalm tomorrow, and we'll sing a psalm. Sure appreciate you all. I appreciate your being there and walking in faith and love with me as we sow for a great awakening. And it's for that awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.